from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Monday, May 13th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett.
I go to bed every night hoping that I won't get this information, and my worst nightmares come true.
That's Euclid Police Chief Scott Meyer. Near Cleveland, an officer from Meyer's department was shot to death, and so was a suspect after an hours-long standoff in Shaker Heights over the weekend. Officer Jacob Durbin responded to a report of a domestic disturbance on Saturday night. Chief Meyer says he was ambushed by Deshaun Anthony Vaughn, who had posted videos on social media as officers searched for him. Police removed Vaughn's body from the scene yesterday. It's unclear if his wounds were self-inflicted. Columbus police say one of their officers is now out of the hospital after a deadly shooting yesterday tied to another shooting at an Amazon facility in West Jefferson. ONN's Kiara Lake reports.
Police responding to reports of a shots fired at the Amazon facility and were told the suspect was an Amazon employee. Police say they shot at and damaged the building, and that suspect then fled the scene and ended up here off of Georgesville Road. This led to an exchange of gunfire between the suspect and responding officers, and one Columbus police officer was struck, as well as the suspect, who was transported to the hospital where they were pronounced dead. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation is now in charge of this case.
A woman is charged after police say she assaulted another woman inside of Leverett Elementary School in Toledo. ONN's Jeff Smith reports.
Cassandra Valdez is charged with felonious assault. According to court records, Valdez allegedly assaulted a woman in the front lobby of the school. Valdez allegedly struck the woman multiple times in the head and in the face, causing the person to fall to the floor and break her leg. Valdez continued to hit the woman on the ground until bystanders intervened to stop the assault. The victim then started to have seizures due to the assault.
Nearly 2 months since a deadly tornado tore through parts of Ohio, the first two FEMA disaster recovery centers are open. ONN's Colin Dorsey has more with FEMA spokesman Craig Browning.
One is in Russell's Point. The other is in St. Mary's, Ohio. There, FEMA specialists will be available to help victims of the March 14th tornadoes apply for federal disaster assistance.
Go sit down with our folks. Tell them your story. Let them know your story. And let's make that human connection to get you the support that you need.
Meanwhile, FEMA says centers in the other nine affected counties will open in the coming weeks.
An Ohio House bill could change the rules regarding involuntary commitment to mental health facilities. ONN's Clay Gordon has the story.
Crisis intervention training is now part of first responder training in many areas statewide. Pink slipping refers to involuntary commitment of a patient to a mental health facility. House Bill 249 seeks to expand the current standards to allow forced hospitalization for individuals who either fail to take their medications or refuse treatment outright. The conditions referenced in the bill include delusion, schizophrenia, bipolar, and major depressive disorder. The bill would allow first responders to intervene before a crisis ensues. Opponents claim this violates patient rights, making conditions worse, and cites lack of bed space in Ohio psychiatric hospitals.
A bill co-sponsored by a Republican Ohio congressman from Troy, north of Dayton, has passed the U.S. House. Here's ONN's Steve Vaughn.
H.R. 7109 is called the Equal Representation Act. 8th District Congressman Warren Davidson says it would require the Census Bureau to include a citizenship question on the next census and prohibit non-citizens from being counted for congressional representation or electoral votes.
The American people deserve to be fairly and equally represented, and that is the only way they're going to be done is if we know who's a citizen, and the apportionment is based on the United States citizens.
The bill now goes to the Senate, where its chances are slim.
And a mechanical issue has forced Cedar Point Amusement Park to shut down the new Top Thrill 2 ride. ONN's Lena Lai in Cleveland has details.
Cedar Point's Top Thrill 2 roller coaster will be closed for an extended amount of time as it undergoes a mechanical modification. The park posted the announcement on social media, saying the manufacturer, Zamperla, is modifying the ride's vehicles. Once that change is complete, the park says there will be inspections and reviews before reopening the ride. A new opening date, however, has not been set yet.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.